Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So humans have this nasty tendency towards certain emotions and feelings that aren't always beneficial for us. And in today's gospel, the apostles have this jealousy and almost elitism towards this outsider that they don't know, who's performing miracles and casting out demons in Christ's name. Sometimes we too get this sort of tendency in our own lives. We see it, this jealousy that other people have what we want. Maybe they got that promotion or the award that we wanted or we thought we were deserving of. Or maybe they have a nicer house than us or a nicer car, nicer shoes, nicer things in general. And so there's this tendency towards jealousy in various ways in our life. But the gospel today is a reminder that we have to fight against this temptation, that it's not good for us. Again, here are the apostles telling Jesus they tried to stop this man from doing some sort of good. And again, there's this hint of jealousy and maybe even elitism here. Oh, you need to stop casting out demons in Jesus' name because you're not part of our group. We don't know you, so you can't do this. As if the apostles have some sort of all-encompassing, like, say on what Jesus, who belongs to Jesus and who doesn't. But Jesus reminds his disciples that just because the man in the gospel wasn't part of their group doesn't mean he was against them. So God has other plans for that man, and they need to let him do his work. My brothers and sisters, the same is true in our lives when we see someone else doing well or receiving something good or doing some good deed, or they have better things than us, or what have you. It's not for us to get jealous, but for us to be happy for them. It's not for us to look at our neighbor and compare ourselves to them, but rather, it's for us to love them, and that's it.